You've heard me talking about copper. FIQ, the FIQ products are incredible. You heard me talk to Dr. Morley Robbins. You heard me talk to Dr. Alfonso Manzo. Look, copper is the ingredient we're missing, and it is the master mineral. It tells the other minerals what to do. Go to the bottom of katedalyradio.com, look for the FIQ ad. When you see the FIQ picture, click on that. You have to click on that in order for the show to get credit for that, and I so appreciate you doing that. At the bottom of katedalyradio.com, where the sponsors are, order the Recuperate, the copper product called Recuperate, and also I take magnesium. I take both every single day. You'll love me for this. Thanks, you guys.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and due to your incredible support, the original My Slippers are almost completely sold out. As a special thank you, I am launching my brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get all my new footwear for as low as $29.98. My all-season slippers are made with my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slipper. They're finished with a breathable fabric so you can wear them all year round. And my new slides and sandals are made with patented impact gel, making them ultra comfortable and extremely durable. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98 with your promo code. This is an introductory offer and it won't last long, so order now.
Once you're awake, it's hard to go back to sheep. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Mr. Bloom has 2 minutes.
I rise again, I'm afraid, to make the same old hoary speech that I've been making here for several years, and that is, it is my opinion that you do not really understand the concept of banking. All the banks are broke, and why are they broke? It isn't an act of God, it isn't some sort of tsunami. They're broke because we have a system called fractional reserve banking, which means that banks can lend money that they don't actually have. It's a criminal scandal, and it's been going on for too long. And most of the problems starts in politics and central banks, which are part of the same political system. We have counterfeiting, sometimes called quantitative easing, the artificial printing of money, which if any ordinary person did, they'd go to prison for a very long time. And yet governments and central banks do it all the time. Central banks repress the amount of interest that rates are, so we don't have the real cost of money. And yet we blame the retail banks for manipulating LIBOR. The sheer effrontery of this is quite astonishing. It's central banks that manipulate interest rates, Commissioner. So when banks go broke through their own incompetence and chicanery, the taxpayer picks up the tab. It's theft from the taxpayer. And until we start sending bankers, and I include central bankers and politicians, to prison for this outrage, it will continue.
Love that. Big thank you to Doug Hagman for coming on in the last hour. And, of course, back here with you on this hour, I've got a lot to go over. I've got a lot. This is all evidence-based, and I want to share some things with you in this hour that are really impactful, I think are going to show some things to you. So happy to be here. Make sure and go to katedalyradio.com. Visit our wonderful sponsors, Balance of Nature. Please take the product. You'll love it. Please take it. It's going to be so good for your health, and you're going to start to realize it about a week and a half in. And you're going to thank me for this one. I promise you, balanceofnature.com. 31 fruits and vegetables a day in capsule form. It is amazing. Just go get it. Promo code Kate, though. That helps the show. So promo code Kate, okay? So let me start here. Let me show you something. So the Federal Reserve announced, big announcement, right, this week. They are set to launch FedNow, this system coming out in July. I think I talked about this just a little bit yesterday or the day before. I don't know. It's all a blur. It all comes together in one day. Anyway, so there was an identified speaker at the Trilateral Commission meeting that stated this year, 2023, is year one of this new global order of things, okay? And that inflation will last for decades. And then days later, the Federal Reserve announced a July launch for their new FedNow service called FedNow, all one word. FedNow is an instant payment processing system that is seeking to be at the base of all digital transactions. So this FedNow, they don't want any competition, and it will be the digital transaction system from hell, because no more garage door, you know, garage sales, no more, you know, pay a babysitter in cash, no more under the table, no more anonymity. You know, you go to the stores, you want to travel, you want to buy goods, you know, you want to buy groceries. It's all digital. You can't leave the store trying to pay cash for it. And it creates a record of the transaction, what you bought, what you purchased, what day. Okay. No anonymity. Centralized payment system that monitors and records the payments. Okay. So this is for FedNow program is for central bank digital currency, the digital dollar. And they said they weren't close to releasing it. And last month in San Francisco, they said that they were hiring, paying people almost $200,000 a year to fill these spots, to be the arbiters of this digital network for FedNow, so they could get this out in July. This is supposedly a whole new pilot program that they're just beginning to work on. Okay, and of course, Jerome Powell said a wholesale digital currency exclusively for use between banks and the Fed would not require approval. And Powell indicated that the central bank currency, this central bank digital currency, could be rapidly rolled out to the public if it's decided upon by Congress. Remember that. If it's decided upon by Congress. A big if, right? A big if. So Republican lawmaker, one of ours, Tom Emmer, pushed for legislation that would ban the Fed from releasing a digital currency program, saying that it would erode America's right to financial privacy. And he reintroduced the legislation shortly after the Federal Bank of San Francisco, Reserve Bank of San Francisco, started accepting job applications last month. In today's news, Ted Cruz introduced a bill that to prevent the Fed from establishing this FedNow program. Okay. So let me say that again. Ted Cruz, today's news, introduced a bill on Tuesday that was aimed at preventing the Federal Reserve from following the lead of tyrannical regimes like China. This is the article in The Blaze, from establishing a central bank digital currency. The legislation, S 887, co-sponsored by Senators Mike Braun from Indiana and Chuck Grassley from Iowa, both Republicans as well, cite as a cause the eventuality that a CBDC, that's the central bank currency, digital currency, would be used as a financial surveillance tool by the federal government. The federal government has no authority to unilaterally establish a central bank currency. This is what Cruz said. Okay. So he said this is going to go a long way, this bill, to making sure big government doesn't accept centralized or controlled cryptocurrency and instead allows it to thrive in the United States. We should be empowering entrepreneurs and increasing individual freedom, not stifling it. Okay. Well, let me tell you something. So back in 2020, in March 26th of 2020, I had screenshotted the bill, the new COVID bill. Now, before that, so this is March 2020. Remember, this is when they locked the nation down, and it was still a mystery, and nobody knew what it was. And all the people in the hospitals didn't know. We didn't know. What was this mystery flu, cold? What was it? Didn't even name it yet. Okay? Didn't even name it yet. But we already had two other bills coming from the House that had instigated funding for long periods of time for this new mystery illness. They just knew it was going to hang out. Gosh, they had a crystal ball. And then along comes this big $1 trillion COVID bill. Now, this bill didn't pass until December of 2020. but this was included in the first part of the bill. And I screenshotted it, and then it suddenly went out of the bill, and the bill passed without this whole entire section in it. Okay? And I was glad I got the screenshots. Here's the first screenshot. Okay? Digital dollar. The term digital dollar shall mean, this is in a bill, right, that Congress wrote, okay, a balance expressed as a dollar value consisting of digital ledger entries that are recorded as liabilities in the accounts of the Federal Reserve Bank, or an electronic value, unit of value redeemable by any eligible financial institution as determined by the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve. The digital dollar wallet, section 2. The term digital dollar wallet shall mean a digital wallet or account maintained by a Federal Reserve Bank on behalf of any person that represents holdings in an electronic device or service that is used to store digital dollars that may be tied to digital or physical identity. Member banks. The term member banks means a member bank, a board of governors of the Federal Reserve System. Pass-through digital dollar wallet. The term pass-through digital dollar wallet means a digital wallet or account maintained by adding to the following, the seventh capital increase. So here they were asking the United States governor of the bank may subscribe on behalf of the United States to 532,023 additional shares of the capital stock of the bank. And any subscription by the United States to capital stock of the bank. So they go on and on about this. And then they talk about the fact that this system will be available for all of us. And this is a mandate for Federal Reserve banks to maintain digital dollar wallets. This was 3 years ago. What in the heck is Ted Cruz writing a bill now for? Does this not show you that the right and the left game you? He's trying to look like a freedom fighter. This system's already been done. They had already included it in this $1 trillion COVID bucks bill that they ended up putting through in December, but they took this section out right before it went through. They had the authorizations subject to such restrictions, limitations, regulations can be imposed by the Board of Governors, by the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve Bank shall maintain these digital dollar wallets. They will make this available to all citizens and business entities located in the United States, geographical areas where physical access to a branch reserve bank is limited. That was the only exception. And it went on and on and on about the terms of the digital wallet. Federal Reserve Bank shall ensure the digital dollar wallet established under this section may not be subject to any other account fees and things like that. They also had shall provide access to debit cards, online account service, automatic bill pay, mobile banking services. The whole thing's already been written and done. And except that digital dollar wallets will not include overdraft charges. And also, it shall provide, in conjunction with the United States Postal Service, all your postal service outlets, access to automated teller machines to be maintained on behalf of the Board of the United States Postal Service at branch offices. They had all this ready to go. Shall be prominently branded in all account statements, marketing materials, and other communications by the Federal Reserve Bank as the Fed account. They wanted to call it Fed account, not FedNow, Fed account. And this was in quotations, maintained by the member bank on behalf of the United States. It went on and on, shall provide holders with reasonable protection against losses caused by fraud, the whole nine yards. It has penalties, you name it. And so now on the right, we're supposed to believe that we have a couple of concerned senators that are trying to write a bill to stop them from doing this. And this was 3 years ago. This was 3 years ago. They already had it all ready to go. It's already done. Now they're calling it FedNow. I just wanted to show you that both sides are in on the destruction of America. They just let all this stuff pass through. They could have read this bill just like me. Be right.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a physician. I've been in practice for 40 years. You know, when I started taking this, you know, I don't like medicines, and I probably have taken more people off medicine than I put on it. And so I looked at it, and it's pretty much a natural element. And there's no question in my mind, knowing a lot of patients, that people my age, you know, 60 and over, do not eat right. And they certainly don't get the appropriate nutrients through the vegetables, fruits, and things like that. So I think that it supplies the building blocks that your body normally would use to heal itself. And if you don't get them, you don't heal right. So it's amazing. I mean, I'm doing what I did 2 years ago.
Start your journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get free shipping. And don't forget to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code Kate.
Right back, Kate Daly Show.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Make sure you go get copper. Make sure you're taking care of yourself. The copper supplement called Recuperate is what I take, and magnesium, and loving these supplements, by the way. Also, they have cod liver oil. They've got the best version, too. There's out of like 80 different companies out there that are like the more alternative companies that really care about health. I was talking to Morley about this, and he was saying, you know, there's probably like two or three to order from because I know the ingredients. Like, I know how they're doing it. And FIQ is one of these places. FIQ has cod liver oil. They also have, remember how our ancestors took cod liver oil? There was a lot of reasons for that, by the way. Helps with thyroid and all kinds of things, but and copper. But also, you can get the whole C too. And so there's lots of great supplements there at FIQ. Make sure you're visiting them. And they're on the bot. You have to actually click the picture that says FIQ. Don't just go searching on the internet. Click the picture that says FIQ on the bottom of my homepage, katedalyradio.com. It'll bring you right there to the right place. And also, the show will get some credit for it too. So that's nice. You can help us stay on the air while you're getting these great products for yourself. Also, MyPillow.com. Make sure you go to MyPillow.com and get their great products as well. Mother's Day and Father's Day are coming, and sizes go away, so make sure you're getting them now. Get the slippers, and you can get up to 90% off on those, and then also the down comforters, which I will. They're in clearance right now, and I would tell you, grab one. These will keep you nice and toasty. As utility bills seem to be hiking up faster than anyone thought it could ever happen. I know even my own bill. My bill this month was $100 more than last month, and I haven't done anything different. Yeah. As those bills go up, all of us are going to have the fatigue from all of the raised rates that city councils just love to give us. And so, you know, down comforters come in real handy to keep you nice and toasty and warm. Okay, so let me tell you now a whole nother part of this. So I took these screenshots in March of 2020. They had this whole bill ready to go, this $1 trillion COVID bucks fiasco, where they were taking all this money, very evil intention here, to take all this money. It wasn't going for COVID. It was payoffs. It was to pay off the hospitals for giving the shots and pay them money for all the people in the hospital. Why did they have to do that? The hospitals made enough money off of illness with insurance, right? Why did they have to do the COVID dollars on top? They wanted to own the hospitals. That was the goal. Own the hospitals. So they put out this carrot for them and said, you can have extra money through COVID dollars. They also wanted to be able to control all these different industries, planes, everything, right? They already did, but then this was a whole nother layer of control. And they started passing out money to money launder it to all the states, my state included. The $105 billion that we got from COVID dollars just to begin with just went away and vanished. No accounting for it. So you have that big problem too. So all of a sudden, all this is going on. So this bill was ready to go and presented in March. It took until December to go through. The section of the digital that I took snapshots of suddenly, poof, vanished. So if you know or have an idea as to why they took it out, please call up. I'd love to hear from you as to why they took it out before they passed the bill. Okay. This is interesting. Forbes actually did an article in June. Okay, of the same year. So the bill that I snapshotted of that said digital currency We have it all ready to go. They had all the terms outlined. They were going to use the postal services for kiosks where you could, you know, load up your card, I guess. And it was called Fed. It wasn't called Fed now. It was called Fed. Oh, geez. I'll think of it. Fed Today or Fed, I don't know, whatever it was called. Now it's called Fed Now. They changed the name. So this was all ready to go. Well, Forbes did an article in June of 2020, and it said, after Congress debuts the digital dollar amid COVID-19, new think tank broadens vision of U.S. money. See, they were all set and ready to do this. It was in the bill at the time of the writing of this article. And they said they sat down with Giancarlo and David Treat for this exclusive white paper by the Digital Dollar Project, the U.S. CBDC white paper, which explored the United States Central Bank digital currency, the one that they're pretending is brand new right now. Okay. This, they said they sat down in January and they debuted this in January 16th of 2020. They said the digital dollar debuted in Washington, D.C. on January 16th of 2020. Amid COVID-19, this is in Forbes, Congress also considered a digital dollar as part of the economic stimulus during the drafting of the CARES Act. See, same act that I took the snapshots from, because it was in there. It was the first section. Although the economic stimulus did not cover this, three separate bills have been introduced with the digital dollar concept since that in both the House and the Senate. Why doesn't Ted Cruz know that? He's in Washington, D.C. He knew about this 3 years ago. Why isn't he telling you this? Why is he saying that he's now debuting a bill so they don't do this when this was done 3 years ago? Amazing, right? Now you're going to watch all of your favorite conservatives, probably some of mine too, jump on the bandwagon and say they're all for this bill to prevent them from doing such a thing that was done 3 years ago. Amazing, right? The digital dollar paper, January 16th of 2020, was unveiled at the Chamber of Digital Commerce this past Friday, and talked about it being unveiled on January 16th. And lo and behold, we get COVID scares in February. Now, what does that tell you about such major distractions that we have to things? We've said on this show, the digital dollar is the hill for them to die on. This is the one. This is what they're truly after, because our anonymity ends as people. You can't transact without doing it digitally and having a record of it that never goes away. You buy a gun, you buy bullets, you buy food, you buy goods. They know exactly what you have. They know how much you buy. They know when you buy it, what you buy. Always a digital record. Now, right now, we do that to ourselves because we like the ease of credit cards and debit cards. But pretty soon, this is going to be, you won't have a choice. You won't be able to walk out of the grocery store unless you do it digitally. So they talked about this, and of course, they were patting themselves on the back. He had been working on this. Chris Giancarlo had been working on this in the Digital Dollar Project for Washington, D.C., for our government for 5 years. And he had a role in government with financial regulators. And this was his job. This was his job. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Hey, first thing, I'm a Christian, and I'm a citizen of the United States.
Right.
And I'm not having it.
I'm not either.
we're going to settle up. Mm. I want what's mine is mine.
Mm-hmm.
I paid in for Social Security all my life.
Right.
And I have other stuff. And we're going to settle up. But I'm not Stormy Daniels. I'm not taking their funny money. Not for nothing.
There you go. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah. Look at all the lies you've just been handed. We have conservatives going out there and telling you on camera today that they are going to stop the creation of digital currency through a bill that was already created. It was already created years ago and presented in Washington, D.C. and put in the CARES Act. And just in time for COVID, they came out with the paper January 16th, started locking the nation down the second week of March 2020. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, are you there?
Mm-hmm. Go right ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you. Go right ahead.
Okay,
yep.
Very good. First of all, I agree with that last caller. We've got to march on the streets. We have to contact our state legislators immediately, contact our senators. This may be the biggest advancement towards tyranny in our history.
Yes.
Where they decide whether we eat or not based on our
ESG
score.
Yes.
Well, this bill is worse than you even stated so far, Kate. And by the way, thank you for saying this and telling people how serious this is.
Yeah.
It's nationalization of our money.
Yep.
They will control all of our money and decide whether we have it or not, or use it or not, and how we use it. But back to the bill. The bill is implying that this is a congressional decision.
Yes.
No, it's a constitutional decision. Mm-hmm. The feds have, or the Congress has, this. Otherwise it's congressional tyranny. The Congress has, the Constitution never gave Congress the power for any digital currency, Federal Reserve, central banks, any of that.
Mm-hmm.
So by having a bill like this, it's implying that they can also pass a bill to establish this.
Yes.
If you can have a bill to stop it, you can have a bill to establish it. No, the Constitution says you can't establish it. What the Congress should be doing is a resolution. Say, we agree with the Constitution. You have no authority. Congress has no authority in this matter. That's what Cruz should be saying. But
Amen.
Cruz has been working for the New World Order crowd for a long time.
Yep, I wish people would realize that. Thanks a lot, Mark. Really appreciate that. This is what Giancarlo, who worked on this digital dollar and presented it in January 16th of 2020 to the whole of government, by the way, they all know. So to be Cruz and say you got a new bill to stop all of this, what a lie. This is what Giancarlo said. They recognize the limitations of being able to direct government benefits to them, whether in a crisis or outside of a crisis. We hadn't even had the crisis yet, you guys, really, truly, when they were talking to him. Anyway, in a traditional accounts-based system, so the efforts for digital dollar wallets are to address the underbanked in direct benefits distribution by your government. But by focusing on bringing them into financial inclusion by expanding bank relationships, did you hear that? By focusing on bringing them into financial inclusion by expanding bank relationships, they are in a sense confirming the traditional accounts-based system. Those efforts, although they use the phrase digital dollar, are not about the true digital central bank digital currency, CBDC. We believe what we are proposing for government is far more comprehensive, far more fundamental. It's about the core architecture of the dollar itself. The important part is that it does very directly address their concerns about financial inclusion. Love that word, right? Not. But not necessarily by saying what we need to do to get more bank accounts. What it says is we need to create financial inclusion by actually giving them access to a new form of money, a digital form of money that enables them to do much more direct payments. Also, if they wish to engage in the banking system for, say, earning interest or borrowing money, then they can take their digital dollars, which they receive directly with much less friction and at a lower cost, to a bank for deposit or otherwise. So they'll have a choice. So we think our digital dollar proposal, which is USCBDC, brings a lot of solutions to the issue of financial inclusion and direct payments, and does it more comprehensive way that provides solutions for other problems of other constituencies. The digital dollar would also solve problems for remittances of immigrant communities. It would solve problems for payment of government salaries to servicemen and women. Don't you just love how they're selling this to us? Oh, those pesky banks, those will be around just to earn interest on your digital dollars, but digital dollar will be king. This was 3 years ago, guys. I have the snapshots to prove it. I put them on Facebook on The Kate Daly Show. You can go see them for yourself. And this article from June was talking about January of 2020. Be right back. Hi, everybody. This is Kate. Hey, go to preparewithkate.com. Right now, you can get some food storage in your home, and you can get such a savings on it. You can get a three-month supply with $150 off, or you can get a four-day supply for $297. There's some great deals right now, and the best part is you can actually pay over time, but get it in your house right now. So I'm really letting you guys know, preparewithkate.com. It puts you right into Patriot Supply. They're a fantastic company with fantastic products. And I urge you to go ahead and get some food now as prices are going to be doubling and scarcity is going to be happening. So please get some food under your roof. Preparewithkate.com. Thanks, guys. Hey guys, Kate here. Hey, I just wanted to make sure that you realize the Pure Body Spray, the Zeolite Spray, there's an ad for that on the bottom of my homepage. You guys might want to grab that. In fact, I'm seeing a lot of really great results from it. This is the one my daughters turned me on to, and they give it to their kids, but also for older people as well. Because of the metals in our body, the things that are so toxic, they think this is what's causing all the Alzheimer's and dementia to happen. And so if that's the case, this Pure Body Spray, all you do is spray it in your mouth, tastes like water, you don't even taste anything, and a couple times a day, and it adheres to the metals and the toxins in your body and takes them out. And so this is an important spray. With everything going on, all of the things showering down on our heads and everything else, this is something that you're going to want in your arsenal. So I highly, highly recommend this Pure Body Zeolite Spray, okay? Make sure and go to the link on the bottom of my homepage. You'll feel better, less brain fog, all kinds of different things that you'll see from getting those toxins out of your body, your liver, everything else. Zeolite Spray is amazing, and this is the purest form on the market, so make sure and get it. Hey, everybody, Kate here. You know, I had Dr. Zelenko on the show a couple of times. He's the one that gave ivermectin to President Trump. Make sure that you go to his website, and it's right at the bottom of my homepage. So please find the Zelenko Z-Stack. He's got two products now. One is the product we're always talking about with four major ingredients that you need right now to build your immune system. The other one is a detox that's brand new, and I would take advantage of getting that as well. We all need to detox. Dr. Zelenko's website is fantastic. They'll kick the products out quick. Take advantage of this right now while supply chains are still in motion, and get as much of that as you possibly can. He's a fantastic doctor that just calls it like it is. That's what I love about him. So go to that on the bottom of my homepage. Look for the wonderful sponsors and find Dr. Zelenko Z-Stack. Thanks, guys.
Trot. Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back to Kate Daly Show for the love of money. I think it was the OJs. Welcome back. Talking about the screenshots I had from March 2020 that were put into the CARES Act and then taken out before passage in December of 2020. But it was in there. It was ready to go. And it was all about the digital dollar that today they're claiming is brand new, called FedNow. Before, in the documentation of the bill, in the section that covered digital currency and how they were going to give out digital currency to everybody, and how they were going to start that process in the CARES Act, it was called Fed account. That's the word I was looking for. It's called Fed account in all caps. Today they're calling it, I think, Fed Now. Scary, right? I'll take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I need to get this out in time. I did try to on the local hour. Mm-hmm. What was it, last week or whenever? No, earlier this week, but I didn't get on. People need an alternative currency for when the government forces this electronic stuff on us. I'll bring up what happened in Italy. They posted on Twitter a farm, an Italian farm, that the veterinarian came in to vaccinate their cows. The farm didn't make it obvious in the Twitter that it was an edict or whatever, but they vaccinated the cows and the cows all died that day. Mm. Now that happens here because they want to vaccinate everything. They want to vaccinate the cows, if not to kill them, maybe just to make them robot cows that'll be poisonous to us. Who knows? But a farm or any business that is forced to use the digital currency is going to be forced to do what the government says.
Yeah.
That could be the ruination of our food, period.
Yeah.
So you want to give the farms an alternative. Crypto will work. I don't know how well. We'll see. Gold and silver will work, but only for big transactions. I want people to at least take some of the cash they're hoarding, so they, because it will work for a short time, maybe. But this gold currency has gold in it, and it will work forever as a local trackless currency. I'm only bringing this one up because it's the only one I'm aware of.
Mm.
People should go to goldback.com, learn about the Utah goldback dollars, with the real gold in them, commensurate with their value. So you're actually trading the metal.
Yeah.
But you know, five states have signed on to it. It's growing, but not fast enough. You have to buy them before the currency, the digital currency, comes into being, because the government's going to make it hard to buy from your bank account.
Right.
Or maybe impossible. Get some. Go to goldback.com. Learn about them. Buy them. Or if you think I'm shilling them, I'm not. But I'm not aware of any other. I want to know of other alternatives, too. We need to have more than just cash sitting in our homes.
Yes.
Even a silver coin at 1 ounce will be clumsy because it'll be worth 50 bucks or more.
Right.
How are you going to buy a loaf of bread?
Right.
You can with these goldbacks. Go to goldback.com and learn about this and invest in some. Take some of that cash. Do it before the farmers feel they have to get their cows vaccinated, in which case we don't know what we're buying after
that. Thank you for that call. Thank you. Oops, sorry. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. I also, and yes, we do need to talk about what we can do to fight this, because we're not doing anything. We're not really doing much. We're waiting for them to send down the hammer, aren't they? I mean, that's really kind of what we're doing. We're kind of trying to see what we can do. I say, go on the trip. I say, buy what you need under your roof. I say, when I keep saying go to preparewithkate.com, there's a window right now where we have anonymity still, where it is not the system that they want it to be. Yes, they can see, you know, what you're buying and stuff like that. And a lot of people are going to buy online. But we're not right now, I would say, before they start really controlling things, this is your window of opportunity to get food storage and household goods and all those kinds of things. So they're lying to us. They're telling us that FedNow is just about to debut and they're working on it right now. Total lie. And even Ted Cruz and all those guys totally in on the lie, which I suspect and would have suspected, because this is how they do it. This is how both sides get on board. The right's going to act like they don't know what's going on, even though they were presented with this in January of 2020. They're going to act like they don't know what's happening. They're going to pretend they don't know. So then they want to act like a fake fight, freedom fighter. And it's a fake fight. That's why I hate fake fighting. So in that article on Forbes, and they had the interview with the guy that developed for the debut in Washington, the digital dollar. He said the digital dollar would solve all these problems for immigrant communities. See how they're selling it? It would also solve problems for payment of government salaries to servicemen and women. What's wrong with how they're getting it right now? Oh, here it is. Here's some sort of problem we didn't know was a problem. Had to rely on check cashing centers and the difficulties of getting money directly to their loved ones without paying costs. No, I'd rather have the anonymity. Thank you very much. But this is how they're selling it. Oh, you know how hard it is to get paid by your government when you're a service member. This will be much easier. Really? How? He also went on to say it would address issues at the other end of the economic system for folks who are fully economically included, but who would like greater choice in their payment structures. Oh, we get choice? No, we don't. And he says, so they're giving large sum of money to charity. Why would they pay 2 to 3% when they can give 100% through a transfer of a token for that amount to charity? Or once you get into the wholesale and cost order issues in terms of large sums of money, it would reduce friction. Did you know you had friction? And increase velocity. Oh, speed. Oh, and all kinds of effects. This is how they're selling digital dollar 3 years ago. And then the constituency of government itself would have more policy tools. Ah. And for national security concerns. What concerns? On top of much more targeted use of banking. And then he went on to say this. It's not just about freezing a bank account. It's actually about controlling how the money is used. Wait, what? So instead of denying an entire Afghan village use of money or use of bank services that deny them the ability to buy not just weapons, but also food, you could use programmable money to allow them to buy food and not weapons. You could have much more sophisticated sanctions because it's digital. So we have the beginning problem of you can't leave a store without paying digitally. No goods, no services, no travel, no anything, right? Gas. I mean, it would limit a lot. And then we go into the real reason they want it. You could use programmable, and I'm quoting, you could use programmable money to allow them to buy food and not weapons. So you could have much more sophisticated sanctions on their money. He goes on to say, this is the creator of the U.S., United States Digital Dollar Project 3 years ago when it was already done. The bottom line, and I quote, is what we are proposing is something that's going to attract a much bigger audience than those of you who are concerned about financial inclusion. But it would include them as well. If you look at our advisory board, we're very carefully made sure that we have consumer advocates. Really. We have... he named a bunch of people, and then he said Sharon Bowen and a bunch of people. And then he said, we've made sure in designing this, thinking about those issues while thinking about a much broader array of issues so we can attract the kind of consensus that is necessary in the United States when we do projects like this. This is the Digital Dollar Project. They will not only know what you're buying, they will control what you buy. That's what they're not telling people. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Three quick points. Mm-hmm. First of all, one of the components of the definition of ownership is control. There's other components of it. You have a title. You can dispose of your property. So they're openly saying, we control, we own. We own your money from now on. Second, there are about 30 to 35 legislative powers delegated to the federal legislature, the Congress, by the Constitution. I dare anybody on earth to show me the designated power. They can be broken down between 30 and 35 that gives them the authority for this. This is where we need to be talking. It's the Constitution that makes its decision, not the legislative branch. And the last point is this is the result of us voting for unconstitutional, despising legislators for decade after decade. This is what we got. If we had stayed, the people had forced our Congress to stay under the Constitution, our presidents, none of this could be happening.
Thank you. Thanks for that. Really appreciate it. I think the Forbes article says it all when they were introducing this, too. We will be able, and just replace Afghan village with American citizen. Do you see how slyly they did that in Forbes magazine? Oh, you know that Afghan village that shouldn't have any guns? Well, we can make sure they can use our money for food and not guns because it's programmable, the digital currency, to only work when we want, when we say yes to what you're buying. You want to buy ivermectin? Nope. Programmed not to purchase ivermectin because they have concerns. Or you want to buy something that does not sanction climate change, right? Well, they can program your money to not be able to purchase that thing if they deem it the enemy of climate change, right? Or advocating for, you know, against climate change, against their messaging. So they were very sneaky when they put in, you know, that Afghan village that everyone's so concerned about. We'll make sure they can't buy a weapon. But don't worry, U.S. citizen, this whole digital dollar system's for you. That's how scary this is. And they debuted it January 16th of 2020. And then they took our nation down, put it into the CARES Act, and then took it out right before it passed. Why? Why do you think they took it out? I don't think they were actually ready. I think the fear mongering worked so well that I think that too many people were at home, too many people doing that would have noticed, too many people going, now, why are you putting the kiosks in the U.S. government postal service offices all across the country in a time when we're supposed to be home? I think it really contradicted the messaging of the moment, and that was to wait a minute before they could really do it up with the digital currency. And now they're introducing it like a new idea. They're lying to everybody. And those on the right are doing nothing to stop the digital currency that they were presented with January 16th, 2020. They're doing nothing about it until now, until it's already too late and they already have it all written out. They had it written out in March of 2020. And then it just sort of slipped out of the bill before the CARES Act went through. I think they were trying to get everybody on board of the messaging right now and really make sure that they could nail this down, right? And then bring on the digital currency. If anything, they're a little patient. I mean, look at us. They've been wanting to do this for years. But they want to do it at the right time, right? So they're going to make us look weak and vulnerable. They're going to up the hackings of the banking system. They're going to show more banks going down, even though they're just absorbed through bailout money. The people aren't losing any money. The bailout money is our tax dollars. They're still going to do that. They're going to make it look like the banking world is on fire. And then they serve up their solution. We'll have some big hackings coming this summer. So they say they're going to debut it in July. I think it's coming before that. And it's called Fed. It's called Fed Now, right? Yeah. It was called Fed Account. Now it's called Fed Now. I guess it's sexier. Fed Now with the 24/7 in the inside of it. Instant payments. Fed Now. It was already created, already done, already presented. So anybody like Ted Cruz that's saying they're going to fight this it's an asinine lie. It's a straight up lie. They were all presented with this. They all know about it. And it was already in the bill, the CARES Act. The Federal Reserve is going to say they're going to launch this now. And there's all these things in what I posted on the Kate Daly Show page all about the corporation and going along with that certain section, the section of the Federal Deposit Insurance Act. No state non-member insured bank shall establish or operate any new domestic branch unless it has written prior consent of the corporation. The corporation. That was in the CARES Act too, that they took out, but it was all in there. I'm glad I had a screenshot of it so I could show you. It's on the Kate Daly Show Facebook page. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. So we got to think ahead and we got to create communities that can think ahead and establish themselves as what kind of currency they're going to use in bartering, right? Because you can use a currency in bartering. It can either be bartering itself or a currency that everybody agrees on. We have to be doing that. We're not doing that across the country. We're just waiting for the hammer to fall. Like they said, it's programmable. Programmable. They can tell you what to buy and allow you to buy things that they want you to buy. Ouch. Be faithful, be fearless. I'm excited for my fourth hour group tonight, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.